Time now for your letters. Several of you responded to Jeff Brady's story last week about the continuing struggle over water use in the Klamath River Basin along the Oregon-California border. Scott Williams writes, "Your report was excellent," but he adds, "To describe the Klamath Basin as a farmers versus wildlife debate is overly simplistic. This is an issue of people, culture, and livelihood." According to Kathleen Sloan, Brady didn't include an important player in the story. For decades now, she writes, the Klamath River tribes have all worked tirelessly to protect the river, the water, and the salmon on which their cultures and economies depend. You cannot consider any coverage of Klamath River issues comprehensive or complete until the story of these tribes and their rights and responsibilities are examined. We should note that NPR reporters have done numerous stories on the Klamath River water debates over the years, some of which have focused on the voices and views of the area's tribal residents. Finally, corrections to a statement I made during my interview with 18-year-old jazz pianist Eldar Jangaroff. As we finished our chat, Eldar played the jazz standard, Take the A-Train. I referred to it as a Duke Ellington tune. But David Robinson and Roger Wesby, both from the New York City area, reminded me that it was actually written by Ellington's songwriting partner, Billy Strayhorn. Wesby, who is on the music department faculty at Wagner College, writes, "Strayhorn, a short gay man with thick glasses, and Ellington, a tall, elegant ladies' man, were unlikely musical soulmates. Often, it is not possible to tell where one's work ends and the other's begins, so telepathically and unselfishly were their musical lives joined. However, the authorship of A-Train is not in question." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. Also, please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.